This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More than 200 million Americans are in the path of some dangerous weather. Snow, freezing, rain, brutal cold. The AP's Mike Hempen is tracking this.
Travelers across much of the eastern U.S. are bracing for one of the most treacherous Christmas weekends in decades. Forecasters are warning of a bomb cyclone developing near the Great Lakes, which meteorologists say will increase winds and create blizzard conditions. AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says, despite the gloomy forecast, many people will be reluctant to change their plans.
People are still going to go on their trip. They may have to just adjust the timing.
But Diaz says traveling on Friday is not a good idea. I'm Mike Hempen.
The House January 6th Committee's final report says the central cause of the attack on the U.S. Capitol that day was one man, Donald Trump. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The House January 6th Committee's final report asserts that Donald Trump criminally engaged in a multi-part conspiracy to overturn the lawful results of the 2020 presidential election and failed to act to stop his supporters from attacking the Capitol. There were more than 1,000 witnesses, ranging from many of Trump's closest aides to law enforcement to some of the rioters themselves.
In a post on his social media site, former President Trump called the report highly partisan. We'll overcome everything. That's what Ukraine's President Zelensky says this morning. He's back from his quick trip to Washington. He says he's in his office in Kyiv. His forces, he says, are working toward victory. Russia, though, has been launching new strikes across Ukraine. Sam Bankman-Fried, the FTX founder, left Manhattan federal court after his parents signed a $250 million personal recognizance bond. He's accused of cheating investors. This is AP News. Now to a Staten Island, New York ferry fire. The AP's Donna Warder.
There were a few minor injuries after a Staten Island ferry vessel caught fire Thursday. The New York City Fire Department says 868 passengers and 16 crew were on the ferry when fire broke out in the ship's engine room shortly after 5 p.m. Thursday in Upper New York Bay. In a news conference carried by WABC-TV, Deputy Assistant Fire Chief Frank Lieb says the ferry crew acted quickly by using CO2 to remove any oxygen from the fire.
Upon arrival, our main objective was to secure the vessel and to start getting the passengers offloaded onto other boats.
Leib says there were five minor injuries, three of those people needing hospital treatment. I'm Donna Warder.
A few more Americans filed for unemployment last week. The labor market is still showing continuing strength, though. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.